In 1953, Laurel and Hardy were in the twilight of their long, illustrious careers. That year, while travelling on an ocean liner en route to Britain, they stopped over in Ireland, where they quickly learned just how much their comedy meant to the people here. Colin Flynn has the story.
On the 9th of September 1953, thousands of people lined the harbour in Cove, County Cork, to welcome two of America's biggest stars.
As they were coming across on the tender, they were aware that the quayside in Cove was just jam-packed full of people. They could hear screaming and shouting. There's a great photograph of them on the, right on the edge of the boats. And the famous quote we know is Stan turned Ollie and said, is the Pope on the boat?
Laurel and Hardy stood on the edge of their boat looking at Cove Harbour in amazement. And then what they heard next brought them to tears.
Because as they neared the quayside, the church bells of St. Colman's Cathedral started to ring out their theme song, which was the cuckoo song. You know, did it. And all of a sudden they knew it was for them.
Laurel and Hardy had become the most famous comedy duo in America, starring in silent films back in the 20s and 30s, and then moving into talkie films around the 40s, by which time their act had become iconic.
We've come to sweep this chimney.
Laurel portraying this clumsy, childlike character, with Hardy the pompous, frustrated one.
Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
But by the time the 50s had come around, in the US, their starlight was dimming, and they were in a way seen as Hollywood's yesterday's men. Older, old-fashioned, the comedy, simple and childlike.
I'm beginning to think that you're right.
You bet your life I'm right. You know, I'm not as dumb as you look.
But they still needed to make money, and that's what brought them to this side of the Atlantic in the early 50s. For a British comedy tour which also included Ireland, and they first came in 1952. To find out more about the story, what better person to ask than the Grand Sheik of the Laurel and Hardy Irish Society?
I am Liam Muldowney. I live in Dublin. I am the Grand Sheik of the Irish Laurel and Hardy Society, which is part of the worldwide association called the Sons of the Desert.
And Liam, great title, by the way. Before we talk about their incredible visit to Cove and County Cork in 1953, they'd been here before. Why was that?
Basically, their Hollywood careers, their movie careers, were over by the 50s. So as they didn't earn any residuals from their earlier movies like Chaplin did and Harold Lloyd did, they needed to make a few shillings. So they were approached by Bernard Delfont, who was a theatre guy in the UK, and said, look, let's put on a tour and let's try and make a few pounds for you. So they jumped at the chance to make some money and came over, and Ireland was on their agenda. So they had 2 weeks here in Dublin and 2 weeks up in Belfast afterwards. They stayed at the Gresham Hotel and performed twice nightly and matinees on the Saturday at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin.
Because of the success of these shows, the British tour manager invited the boys back the following year, but there was a mix-up with their visas.
Stan Laurel was born in the north of England, so he was obviously an Englishman. Oliver Hardy was born in Georgia in the States, so he was an American. His working visa had to be a year when he left the UK previously to when he could obviously go back again to work. And it wasn't a year when they were planning to do all this.
So in order to get around this, a last-minute decision was made to stop off in the Republic of Ireland before going on to the UK, where they planned to quietly write more material and work on their upcoming stage shows. So Liam, on September the 9th, 1953, the liner they were on, the SS America, pulled into Cove Harbour. I know that they were expecting to slip into Ireland quietly because their heyday was over.
Yeah.
But What happened? What was the welcome like?
I'd managed to interview lots of people who were there. We've spoken to many, many people who were the children at the time. The word got out, first of all. The word got out. It was in the newspapers about 5 days beforehand that they were on the boat. And on the morning of that the boat arrived, the children went up to their headmaster in the boys' school and they said, can we go down to the quayside? Laurel and Hardy arrived. And this is about 11 a.m. in the morning. The story was they pushed the poor brother so far back into the wall because they all surrounded him that he eventually said, go, just go. And so they all ran, if you know where the school is in Cove, the boys' school, they all ran down the hill up towards the dock. The girls found out about this and obviously did the same thing with the nuns. And next thing, the girls all came running down. And the sight that they've told me, that just all these children running down the hillside in Cove. The bank manager and his staff ran out of the bank, left the door open. I found a great letter from Stan Laurel, who said we were in Cove Bank. Can you believe the bank manager and all his staff were there to greet us with the thousands on the quayside? And then he realised they'd all run out of the bank and left the door open. Can you imagine? Oh, it's a fabulous letter.
And Liam, when did they realise that this welcome was actually for them? And do we know how they reacted?
Well, they were expecting to just arrive, get a taxi to the train and get the train up to Dublin. And they were staying in Dunleary in the Royal Marine Hotel. Their SS America was the liner that brought them over, as you say. It had to dock out of Cove Harbour. Cove Harbour wasn't the harbour it is now. And a tender brought the passengers across. As they were coming across on the tender, they were aware that the quayside in Cove was just jam-packed full of people. Stan looked at Ollie and they were on there's a great photograph of them right on the edge of the boat. Stan looked at Ollie and was like, what's going on here? Next thing they could hear screaming and shouting and they're going, this is crazy. There must be someone on the boat really famous. Because as they neared the quayside, they could hear the children and the adults shouting Laurel and Hardy.
It was reported that when they left New York, they were barely recognized and they feared that in Europe, people might have forgotten them as well. But it was as they came closer to Cove, they heard a sound coming from the top of the magnificent St. Colman's Cathedral overlooking the harbour.
The church bells of St. Colman's Cathedral started to ring out their theme song, which was the cuckoo song. Stan looked at Ollie, Ollie looked at Stan. They burst into tears, overcome with emotion. It suddenly dawned on them that this welcome was for them.
Gardaí held back the crowds when they walked onto the shore, and overcome with emotion, they asked to see the people who rang the bells in their honour.
Stan and Ollie thought they were going to meet 5 or 6 or 7 people who were pulling ropes to play these bells. But the bells of St. Colman's are, it's a carillon system. So there's only one man responsible, and he was a gentleman called Staff Gebroers.
Staff Gebroers was a Belgian man who was living in Cove, and he played the carillon at the top of St. Colman's. He met Laurel and Hardy outside the cathedral with his 10-year-old son, Adrian, by his side, who today is 80 years old and is still playing the carillon just like his father did.
I took over from my father in 1970. He started in 1924. He came here from Belgium.
And I met Adrian at the top of the steeple to hear his memories of that day.
How high are we now above the ground, Adrian?
At this stage, we're about 250 feet above sea level.
It's a spectacular view of Cove and Spike Island and all the surroundings.
Yeah, and remember, the main door of the cathedral is already at quite a height above sea level. I mean, the location of this building is absolutely spectacular. In those days, the liners didn't tie up with the quays. They anchored out in the harbour and a tender brought the passengers in. Mm. So as the tender passed the cathedral, he played what was their signature tune. I think it was called the Cuckoo Waltz.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, carillons can have an amazing impact on people. They'd never heard bells like this before.
That must have been incredible for them.
Yeah, yeah. And when they came ashore, they said they wanted to see the people who rang the bells. They had visions of people pulling ropes, but that's not how it happens, of course. So they were brought up to meet my father. And I was with them then. And, you know, I had been looking at their films, but this completely put me off because they were older and they were dressed in ordinary lounge suits, not in the way they appeared.
Goofing around.
No, precisely. And Ollie, the bigger of the two, he went to thank my father, and he was so overcome with the emotion he couldn't say anything. And he just embraced him, and I was completely confused then, because my father was not a very big person. So would he ever come out of this embrace? Whereas Stan was saying polite words, saying how much they appreciated this, and they never expected it, and so on. So it was a great occasion for them.
Isn't that a wonderful memory?
Yeah.
After a few hours in Cove, they made their way to Blarney, where Stan Laurel kissed the Blarney Stone. But 25 stone Oliver Hardy said that nobody would be strong enough to hold him, as you have to lean over the edge to kiss the stone. So he opted out, and then the comedy duo made their way to Dublin.
Again, Stan was great for writing letters, and we still have a lot of those letters today. And there's a great website, lettersfromstan.com. And we can go through the years and the times when they were here in Ireland and afterwards. And he wrote back to friends of his in the States. And the quote he said, going from Cork to Dunleary, was, "We autographed our way to Dublin."
This is Your Life, America's most talked about program. Now, here he is.
In 1954, Laurel and Hardy were honored on the This Is Your Life TV show in the United States. Over 30 minutes, various stars paid tribute to them and talked about the highlights of their careers.
Mr. Stan Laurel, Mr. Oliver Hardy.
But amazingly, at the very end of the show, the actress Vivian Blaine, who had starred with them in a movie called Jitterbug, mentioned that one of the highlights of their careers was not only the welcome they received in Cove, but the sound the cathedral bells made for them.
The great carolling bells of the Cove Cathedral began ringing. And this time it had nothing to do with a hymn or an anthem. This time, those wonderful old bells were ringing the cuckoo song.
All about that. Thank you, Vivian Blaine. Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. Laurel and Hardy!
When they heard the bells and got that welcome and they cried, I think then they finally realized how loved they were.
Colin Flynn was reporting there. He was talking to Liam Muldowney and Adrian Gabrours about Laurel and Hardy's visit to Ireland back in 1953.